I suppose we should start by defining a couple of terms that we're probably going to use here and there. The first is thangka, which is an item in Mahayana Buddhism or Tibetan Buddhism. That is, it's a visual representation that you're to look at and meditate upon. And there's kind of an analogous concept in other types of Buddhism, like the koan that you find in Zen Buddhism, which is a story that you are to meditate upon. And I think that if you could apply descriptors to travelers and magicians, it would be those two things right there, because both of these things are designed to get the listener to start to doubt, to question, and ultimately point them, not by the nose, lead them by the nose, but just point them at Dharma, the truth, the lesson. And
yes, I think that this movie really, first of all, it is made by a Buddhist monk called Kyentse Norbu, full name Dongsa Jamyang Kyentse Rinpoche, who is a very modern monk since he's making films, but he does want to teach something. And this film is really a parable. It's a teaching tool. Like you were saying, the tangas are those painted pictures of quite striking divinities, in fact, or demons, or what we're not too sure as lay people what they are, because they seem to represent dancing characters with many limbs crushing devils or demons. And so it's quite frightening. But this movie, in many ways, is a tale to ponder upon, where it's like a moving tanka, representing also a way to perhaps ponder on desire and what would cause you pain. So in many ways, it expounds the philosophy of Buddhism in simple terms.
It does. The protagonist has this great love for the West, for the United States. He wants to go there, and all of this wanting, and he finds out that he might be able to go, and that's what prompts him on this journey. And so it's very much comparable to the way a Buddhist might see life itself. You continually go through step by step in life, wanting this, wanting that, wanting the other, and that's what causes you all the stress and strain. And it seems as though this monk is basically saying, you probably ought to not do that.
Yeah, I mean, the technique that is used in this movie is really that of a tale within a tale, which is also, I think, quite a traditional way to teach in the Buddhist tradition. So along this way that our modern donned up, he's an official and stuck in a small, remote village in Bhutan. Because we have to say that this is a very unique vista on a country we may have heard of. It's called Bhutan, where most of what people know about Bhutan is the king, who was actually educated in Oxford in Britain. He has decided that happiness is not measured by the gross domestic product, but by the gross domestic happiness. and so he applies a lot of Buddhist principles in his ruling. And of course, the religion is Buddhist. And so Dondup is an official in a small remote village. And he, as you said, is in love with the idea of going to a dreamland that is America. And it kind of takes you through this journey of Dondup on his way to America, but he never really leaves the winding mountain road where he meets this monk and other companions, an apple seller, a rice paper maker, various characters. But it's mostly the monk that teaches him a tale of lust, jealousy, murder. And it, in a way, holds up a mirror to the restless Dondup desire of finding a dreamland. And so there is a story woven inside the other story. So there are probably three levels in there.
And what I think is interesting is this is mainly a cast that has never acted before.
Apparently in keeping with his approach to filmmaking, because this is not his first movie. You may have heard of The Cup, which also takes place among young Buddhist monks playing football. So he likes to use very few trained actors. Don Dom Sima, the only one. And the interesting thing is a lot of the production decisions, including casting, fixing the date of release, were chosen using Mo, an ancient tradition, a method of divination. And so he also said that the story of Danda was inspired by a traditional story, the dancing girl of Isu, which is about a group of travelers, an infatuation between a dancing girl and a schoolboy. And the other story, the story of Tashi, was inspired by a Buddhist fable about two brothers, one of whom aspires to become a magician. And so there's this fusion also of tales from Bhutan, from traditional Buddhist tradition, but also there's Western influence, the rock music that Dandap listens to. So there's an interesting mixture of West and East in there.
So considering, I guess I need to mention that this method of divination apparently worked because the average score on Rotten Tomatoes is 93%.
Yes, yes.
It has been very well critically received.
Very good movie. Yes.
And but you probably need to come prepared to lose yourself, and no pun intended, but really kind of lose yourself in the film to absorb all of these visuals that are going to be thrown at you, presented, but also for the layers upon layers upon layers. It's almost like you kind of need to really approach this like a thunka, where you just kind of absorb it and then reflect on it.
And meditate upon it, yeah. It was described as a magical mixture of rustic road movie and a mystical fable of desire and its consequences set in a breathtaking landscape. So, yes, I think it says it all. And the idea of journey is as a metaphor for one's passage on Earth on the way to something else. This obsession with life and death, that is our human condition, is not unique to this story or to Buddhist principles, since we have it too in our Western Judeo-Christian tradition. You know, just thinking of the Canterbury Tales you were mentioning, or Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress.
Yeah.
And so the idea of the journey.
The Hope Crosby Road movies.
Right, in order to improve yourself.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Is important. And what is interesting here, is, especially from a Buddhist viewpoint, is that the teacher is very important. Mm-hmm. It's Buddhism is not really a religion in the traditional sense.
But it's more than a philosophy.
It's more of a way of life, a conduct, a way to conduct your life, because they do not really worship a god, but they do venerate their teachers. Mm-hmm. Who guide you to this path, on this path to the non-attachment, the nirvana. And so the journey is very important, and the teaching of the monk in this particular case is at the crux of Buddhist principles. Mm.
Well, Dr. St. Paul, thanks for coming by to tell us about Travelers and Magicians.